The family WhatsApp group was a digital ecosystem of its own, but the real activity happened on the phone. For the two sisters, Anu and Anjali, their mother's calls were a relentless transmission of high-stakes life advice that seemed to bypass every filter they had. In her cramped apartment, Anu, the younger sister, was trying to maintain her new adult dignity while brushing her teeth. The phone rang. "Beta, have you tried joining a book club?" her mother chirped without so much as a hello. "People meet people in book clubs." "Yes, Ma, I joined one." Her life felt less like an organized spreadsheet and more like a browser with 47 tabs open, 3 of them frozen, and music playing from somewhere she couldn't find. Even her entry-level marketing job convincing people to try TikTok was challenging. Just yesterday, she'd had to shout, "No, Mr. Shah, it's not a clock shop," into her headset. 10 miles away, her older sister Anjali was living a different version of the same conversation. She was currently hiding in the pantry, the only room with a lock and a 0% chance of stepping on a stray Lego. The phone rang. It was Ma. "Beta, I saw a recipe for Lauki Halwa on YouTube. Also, have you enrolled Mia in Bharatanatyam yet? It builds flexibility, you know." "Yes, Ma," Anjali said. She pressed her forehead against a shelf of lentils.
"Arav, put the cat down. Mia, no, baby, you don't do that."
"Beta, are you listening?" "Completely, Ma. Every word." Anjali hadn't heard a single thing since the word YouTube. By nightfall, the house was finally quiet. Anjali sat at her kitchen counter in the dark, eating cold leftover rajma directly from the pot. Her phone buzzed with a text.
"Beta, I sent you the Lauki Halwa recipe."
As they scrolled through yet another recipe they would never actually cook, the girls realized that while their mother's calls were a constant nagging frequency, her love was the only signal that actually mattered. In fact, her voice was the one frequency they never wanted to tune out.